I'm Eva Inastera, and this is Data Core Farming 101. So I hope everyone brought the textbook that's required with this class today. Kidding. All right. I'll just wait for the last minute people to come in here, and then we'll start. All right. Everyone ready? By the way, just so you know, you're all guinea pigs here. This is the first time teaching this course, so should be fun. So this is Data Core Farming 101. I'm Eva Inastera, and basically we will be covering various aspects of data core farming, how to get there, what's it all about, and how it can provide you with a very easy way of making ISK in the long run. So what are data cores? Data cores are used actually in Tech 2 invention. I won't get into too many details about it in terms of what they do, but you basically put them in invention jobs, and they will invent Tech 2 BTCs, which turn into Tech 2 goods. It's a very vital part of the market. These data cores, yeah, they're very important. So these data cores obviously have to come from somewhere. They don't come from a stork in the sky. So these actually come from missions, believe it or not, and also from exploration, which is really covered in another course. What we're basically going to be doing is discussing the mission side of data core farming. They come from R&D agents. You may have actually seen them here and there, you know, in the world of Eve. You know, and they come from, and these R&D agents basically provide these data cores once you have standings with those agents. Now, how this can help you out? Well, once you have standings with these agents, you can then have the option, you know, once you have the skills as well, you can have the option of selecting this agent and getting that agent to do research for you. This research gives you research points, which I'll cover later in more depth, and these research points allow you to purchase data cores from that agent. Now, this happens over time, and you don't even have to be there while this agent's doing it. So you could be gone for, you know, you can start research with an agent, leave it for a few months, you come back and you can collect the data cores, and you can either use them in your own Tech 2 invention, or you can actually sell these data cores on the market. Yeah, and no, they aren't quite like LP stores, and I'll basically explain things a little, you know, further as things progress here. Now, R&D agents. These R&D agents have their similarities to regular mission running agents, but they also have their differences. So one major thing with the R&D agents is you cannot actually earn standings from R&D agents. You have to gain standings from other agents in order to be able to use an R&D agent. So you have to raise corp standings or faction standings to be able to use each agent. Now, how do you raise these standings, basically? Well, there are different ways of gaining standings. So you have, actually I was going to cover that later, but I'll explain the standings here and the level of your agent. Now, like missions, has everyone here run missions before and have a basic understanding of what level 1, level 2 agents bring, everything like that? R&D is research and development, actually. It's the agents that provide the data cores. Okay, well, now, just in case, I'm going to explain. Some of you might not understand how to, you know, the actual standings and how to, you know, where you actually, what level you need to be to run a certain agent, which I will just cover briefly here because it does pertain to this. So, at level 1, basically, say you have 0 standing with a corp, you can run a level 1 quality 0 agent with that particular standing. And then, now, with 0.05 standing, you can run the next quality up. So, you have 0.05 standing with a corp, you can run a quality 1 agent. 1 standing with the corp, you can run a quality 2, and it goes up from there. Once you reach 1.0 standing, you can run a quality 20 level 1 agent. Now, at the same time as that quality 20, you can also run a quality negative 20 level 2 agent, and it continues up from there to the point where once you get to, say, 2 standing with the corp, you can run a quality 0 level 2 agent. So, and this keeps going up and up and up. So, say you want to run a quality level 3 agent, you have to have 4.0 standing with a corp. For level 4, you need 6.0 standing. Does this make sense? Okay, the reason why I'm explaining this works for normal agents, but this is also the same thing with research and development agents. They are based on the same standing system as normal agents. So if you want to run a quality 19 level 2 agent and it's R&D, you'll need 2.95 standing, just as an example. There are level 1 R&D agents. Yep, there's all 4 levels of R&D agents. Now, I guess the next thing is, how do we raise these standings? So, like I said earlier, R&D agents do not require, or basically will not raise standings for you. They will provide you data, of course, but they will not raise standings. So you have to run, you know, you can run missions through kill agents, which will provide you with kill missions where you go and shoot some battleships or ships or frigates or whatever you want to shoot at. And then there's also courier missions, everything like that. Those will help you raise the standings to provide you with the R&D agents. Now, this is mostly with a corp. The main issue now, I'm going to say right now, is there are certain corps, which I'll go in more depth later on, that provide the R&D agents. It's not every corp that will do the corp standings. And the one thing with corp agents, with these research and development corps, is not all of them are going to be easy to raise standings. A lot of the research corps are courier agents. So anyway, that's corp standings. A lot of people actually raise faction standings. I've noticed some of you have sort of started going into faction standings and how to raise them. And yes, storylines are a very common way of raising faction standings. And the faction standings will override all other standings, corp standings, agent standings, everything. So if you can run, say you have 6.0 Mimitar, which will give you a quality 0 level 4 agent, you can run any agent with that quality or end level or below in Mimitar space, including R&D agents. So it doesn't even matter if you're running the same corp as the R&D agent with the faction. And so it's actually more common to see people with faction standings and corp standings with these R&D agents. Now, with the storylines, in order to gain a storyline, you need to run 16 regular missions of a particular level. So you can either do kill missions or you can do courier missions. Now, my personal preference is actually to run courier agents. I will find a system with a whole bunch of courier agents for a certain faction, and I will run 4 or 5 courier missions at the same time to quickly get a storyline. Now, there are actually 2 other ways of gaining faction standings. One of them is through Cosmos. So Cosmos missions come from, basically there's a constellation of each race. Faction standings do give access. I'll read the last line here. Okay, well anyway, I've actually found I've been able to do faction standings and get an agent, so yeah, it's me anyway. Anyway, I'm going to continue on here. Do we have any questions before I continue with the Cosmos, explaining the Cosmos? I'm going to assume no then. So Cosmos is another good way of doing faction standings. So what the faction standings are with the Cosmos is there's a constellation with each race in their own space. And there's a bunch of agents, you know, outside of the, there's a bunch of agents called Cosmos agents within that constellation that will provide you missions, will require certain items and everything like that, that will provide different, they'll actually provide faction standings. It's a lot quicker way of actually earning faction standings, if you know what you're doing. I'm not going to get into too much detail about it, as long as you realize that that is there to also help. Yeah, I will go over skills later. That's sort of near the end. I felt it was kind of easier to just explain this stuff first. Anyway, the last one is actually data centers. Data centers can also provide quick faction. One main issue with data centers is they can be extremely expensive. What data centers are there certain systems in space. There's usually 3 per faction. And these data centers have an agent in space, or a couple of agents, that will request a tag. So for an example, there's an example of an Angel Copper tag. They will ask for certain number of these copper tags in space that you provide to them, and that will help increase faction if you complete their task. The reason why they get so expensive is because they require so much in terms of tags, and some of those tags can be really expensive, like 20 million a tag. So it adds up pretty fast. Like, the copper tags, I think, are very inexpensive, but the rest are pretty expensive. Anyway, now you're probably thinking, I've done enough in terms of standings, so are there any questions before I move on to actual data core stuff and using the R&D agents and everything like that? Okay, so I'll continue then. If anyone does have a question, I will answer it. So now, say you have now standings with an R&D agent. You've worked your way up and everything like that. And so now, what do you do? So basically you go to an R&D agent, just like you do a normal mission runner. You talk to the agent, and there will be an option to research with that agent. Now, with each agent, provided you have the skills, which I'll discuss later, you will get options for being able to research a certain type of data core. So let's say you want to research electronic engineering data cores. I'll link one in one sec. Yeah, they do tend to have very fancy names. So there's an electronic engineering data core. So electronic engineering. Now, what will happen is based on your skills, you know, if you accept and provided you can actually research the electronic engineering data course, you will then start researching with that agent. That agent will provide then, you'll basically get, okay, everyone go to journal, please, if you can. It should be on the sidebar with everything else. You normally go for an agent. If everyone's there, then beside the missions tab under agents, you will see a research tab. Everyone following? Now, if you haven't done any research before, you'll see you aren't performing any research. Yeah, exactly. Now, what will happen is, as soon as you start researching with an agent, that agent will appear under the research, just like the missions tab. And it will show how many RP you're creating, you're basically getting per day. It will also tell you, or research points rather, I should say, and will also tell you how many research points you have in total. Now, your skills will determine how many research points you get per day. And there are skills that will improve it, which, like I said, I'll discuss later. Yes, you can research with multiple agents, provided you have the skill. That skill is actually research project management. I will discuss that later as well. So, now there are three, RPs will add up. One thing to consider is say that you start, you can't get multiple data core types per agent, no. You have to select one type of data core for an agent and go with that. So what happens then is there's actually three different types of data cores in the game that provide three different research points per day. Or not, well, three different, three tiers of research points, so to speak. Yeah, exactly, Kambata. Anyway, so the three different tiers are tier one, which are basically data cores, which require you to purchase, which data cores, basically per data core, it requires 50 research points. You can cash this, you know, when you speak to the agent later. And so, yeah, each data core will require 50 research points to be able to acquire. Tier two requires 100 research points, and tier three requires 150 research points. Now, one thing that should be noted is when you're actually doing research points. Sorry, is someone saying something? Anyway, so tier two requires, basically what's going to happen is tier two and tier three will actually also give you 2 times the skill points and 3 times the skill points respectively. So 2 and 3 times the research points respectively. So really it doesn't make that big of a difference. The tier one data cores are the ones, like the ones I showed you earlier, called electronic engineering. There's actually only one tier two data core, I believe, and that is graviton physics. I'll link that. Now, like I said, this requires 100 research points to actually acquire, but you also get 2 times the, yeah, actually better. So basically you need 2 times the, you'll acquire 2 times the number of research points. Getting my words mixed up and back and talkwards here. And then the tier three are actually your, starship engineering, which are used in invention of starships, spaceships, Tech 2 spaceships, which require the 150. Oops, didn't quite link that. But anyway, that's just sort of what it is. It's the same as the others, except it requires 150 research points. Does this make sense? So basically, three tiers, three different types, three different numbers in terms of research points required for purchasing a data core, but there's also three different speeds at which you acquire the research points, so it really cancels it out. Thanks, Rose. Now, another thing to consider. Say that you start doing research and you acquire a bunch of research points with an agent. If you cancel with that agent, it is important to make sure you purchase your data cores beforehand. Otherwise, those research points will disappear. And yes, exactly, Lunar, that's exactly what it is. Repeat with research points, which part do you want me to repeat? Basically, say that you cancel your research points. It is important that you cache your data course beforehand, because your research points will actually disappear as soon as you cancel with that agent any research. So it's basically if that you just wasted if you cancel before doing that. And now what I'm going to actually do is I'm going to direct you to a website which I really like. You might have used this website when doing missions and finding agents. I believe this can be used in-game browser. I'm using it out of game, but there's the link. And if everyone could tell tell me when they get there. This is what I actually use for determining what agents do what. Yeah, I'll read the link here. The website is www.eve-agents.com. www.eve-agents.com. Now, if everyone's there, we're going to now determine what agents, you know, we can see. So, I want everyone, let's say we're in the Matar space. So if everyone can go down to the faction drop-down menu, select Minmatar Republic, and then after that, go to the division and select R and D. And just for fun, let's say we want a level 2 beside the division. Okay, everyone follow me? Okay. And then we want to go down to the bottom, and with the sort result, we want to select quality. Beside that, click a descending, and then select search. I'll give everyone a bit of time to get in there. Okay, now we should see, you know, on the top of the list, there's this Ziren Ulrun, or however you pronounce his name. He's from Boundless Creation. He can be. Yeah, he can definitely be busy agent. Anyway, he's from Boundless Creation. Boundless Creation and Core Complexion are the two corps involved with Minmatar that will provide research agents. They're the only two corps. Now, one thing with Ziren is he's in LoSec, but, you know, he still provides some pretty good research. Now, it'll show actually his research field. These are his only research fields, which is why I'm really showing you this website. Because not every agent will provide every kind of data core. Each agent only provides a certain type or certain types of data cores. So in this case, if you have maxed skills, you can earn 1.5 data cores per day of high energy physics, or Minmatar Starship Engineering, or nuclear physics. So that, get all the skills involved. Max skills, I'm actually about to get into that. I should actually have gone over skills earlier, but now there are certain corps that actually allow, like I said, there's certain corps. There's two corps with Minmatar, that's Core Complexion and Balanced Creation, that provide these data cores. There are three corps with Galente, three corps with Kaldari, two corps with Amar, and then Thucker, Amatar, and Canid Space have one each. Now, keep in mind the Canid, Thucker, and some Amatar do not have as good of agents as others, but they still actually do have some research involved. And each corp is its own thing, really, with being able to get standings. Some have a level 3 kill agent that makes it easy to get standings with them, and others just don't have, you know, any agents like above level 2 or 1, which makes some of them really difficult to actually get standings with. Now, any questions before I get into actual skills? People have been waiting for this. How should you pick? Well, that's a good question, actually. What I will do usually is I will check the market, because each data core actually has a price tag on it on the market. That way, even if you don't use data cores, you can sell them on the market. And even, yeah, EveGeek's a good website for that, too. But, I will check Jita prices or Ren's prices or, you know, anything along those lines will give you a pretty good understanding of the prices of each data core. Some data cores, like mechanical engineering, tend to be a little higher priced than others. Like Starship Engineering tend to be a little lower priced. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I do, Combata. They all have a value. Just some of them don't make as much as others. Nearly as much. Sometimes some of these data cores will sell for, they can sell anywhere from like 100,000 each to 400,000 each. It really depends on which data core it is. And they fluctuate. So some might be good one day or one month, and then the next month they might be really bad, and then the next month they might be really good. But yeah, that's usually how I base it all on the market. So moving on now to skills. So the first skills I should mention are your science skills. That basically your whatever data core you are going to invent has a skill to it. So electronic engineering, for example. So that skill right there is your basic skill in terms of being able to research. Another skill, actually, too, that's involved is research itself. But really that's a prerequisite as well for another skill, which I'll mention in a bit here. But anyway, starting with electronic engineering, the higher the skill of electronic engineering, the more research points you will get. Now, one popular belief, which is actually not true, is that in order to use a level 4 R&D agent, you need electronic engineering 4. You don't. You just need electronic engineering 1, but you won't get nearly as many research points as you would if you have electronic engineering 4. Make sense? You don't need to cancel or restart if you improve. That's a good question, Ivan. If you have electronic engineering 1, you will always, well, basically you will always get more research points from a level 4 agent than a level 1. You will also always get more research points from a level 4 than a level 3, or from a level 3 compared to a level 2. It always goes higher and always continues as your level goes up. The rate of R&D points is determined by skills as well as actually I have a website here that I think I have a bookmark for still, but oh, thanks, Sunar. Yeah, effective agent quality. Yeah, so there's the agent quality, and the higher the level, the better your research points are going to be of that agent, the higher the quality level, as well as your skill. Anyway, that is your basic skill. Anyway, your actual skill for the data core. Next one, and this one's a pretty major one as well, research project management. Now, what this skill does is it will actually allow you to use more than one research agent per skill level. So if you have nothing right now, if you don't have research project management, you can only run one agent. But you get research project management 1, you can use 2 agents. And keep increasing the skill, and you can get up to 6 agents. The only thing with 6 agents is it can take over a month to actually train the skill. Now, if you notice, there's also a couple prerequisites with it, a couple smaller skills. Research level 5 is actually important anyway in actually being able to research agents. Only a month. That's all you get to get from 4 to 5. It actually doesn't take that long to get to 4 for level-wise. Anyway, now there are also a couple of social skills that will improve the research points you get. It won't improve it by nearly as much as your electronic engineering skill or high energy physics, but it does help. And if you're a mission runner, you probably know about these skills already, but they affect R&D agents just like normal missions. So negotiation is a pretty major one. It helps basically increase the rewards you get out of any agent, and this includes R&D agents and research points. The higher your skill in negotiation, the more research points you will actually get. Now, another one that really isn't that important, probably the last thing to worry about, believe it or not, increases it a little bit, is connections. Connections will actually help increase our research points by a very slim margin, but it does help increase your research points still by that little slim margin. It also can help to be able to reach agents faster, everything like that. So, I mean, it can be very helpful in terms of being able to grind agents to be able to reach these R&D agents. I'm not entirely sure. It probably is because of effective quality. So, yeah. Once you go past the point of being able to use a certain agent, like say you only require 3.2 corp standing to use an agent. If you have 6 standing with that corp, that's not going to increase it after 3.2. But connections itself does seem to help a bit. Does that make sense? Yeah. Yeah, and the last thing you want to be able to do, too, is be able to haul those data cores to JITA, like Combata just said. So it's very... or be able to use them for your own invention. Up to you. But those are the skills involved in being able to research data cores. Are there any questions? Most profitable, I'm not really going to say any one data core at this point because they fluctuate. I could mention a couple, but some of those data cores have sort of been going down. Yeah, hydromagnetic is pretty high up on the list. Obviously, if everyone jumps on that, I mean, it could suddenly go down, and it's not the most profitable, which often does happen, where everyone sees that a certain data core is really good, so they'll jump on it, and then that goes down, and another one's really good, so they'll cancel the one and go to the other, you know. It fluctuates. Yeah, you do need that specific skill that goes with the type of data core. That is really your most important one. You basically need level 1 at a minimum to be able to research that data core. So Caldari Starship Engineering level 1 in order to actually be able to use the agent. And then the higher the level, the more research points you get. There is a way, but you have to have more than one character. Yeah, alts. I actually have about 4 alts that actually are researching data cores at the moment. And if you do level 4 agents, And, you know, when you have the standings, with each character, you can actually make about 100 million-ish per character, depending on what you're researching and the market price and everything, and that's per month. Yeah, it's more of a high set. Okay, yeah, actually, and the next thing I want to say, too, thanks for mentioning that, Combata, I almost forgot. You can also do R&D missions. Now, what this is actually without doing the R&D missions, by the way, that 100 million. What you can actually do is each day, you will, if you talk to a missioning agent, you will, or not missioning, but an R&D agent, they will give you a mission that, you know, something has gone wrong with their research and everything like that. Research is still happening, first of all, so if you don't want to run the mission, you don't have to. It doesn't change a thing. But if you run those missions, you will actually get double research points for that one day. So if you happen to, say, have 50 research points happening that day, and you do that mission, it's usually a small courier, then you will actually get 100 research points that day, daily. Or actually, I think it's actually even when you log in, you will get double, but I believe it's daily for the most part. I haven't actually done the missions before, but I know that I will log in every now and then, does increase, so I think it's based on when you log in and if you talk to the agent. Not if you talk to the agent, but when you log in. It is a fixed, the research points are actually a fixed rate per day. Your research points per day have, or basically when you get a number of research points, it's per day. So say you got, say that you, with skills, you have 50 research points per day, it'll actually lift that, and that's a constant. You're doing the missions, if you do it once per day, you'll get 100. Does that make sense? A day? Yeah, that'd be downtime over a period of a day, like sleeping and waking up and, yeah, going to work, eating breakfast, whatever else you might do on your day. Yeah, exactly, Zach. Yeah, drinking. No, they do not give you standings. They don't give you LP either. They give you research points, basically. Actually, I don't know about the LP thing, but I don't think they give LP. Yeah, thank you. By the way, size link earlier is actually a really good link. It bases on what it basically gives the main rundown of the corpse and the skills and everything like that that's required. One thing I didn't mention on there is science 5 is actually required as well. And then of course, and then, but I mean, those are prerequisites too for your science skills, like the like your electronic engineering or anything like that. Yeah, the points are not transferable.
Yeah,
you have to basically, if you want to move from one agent to another, you basically have to cash out your data cores with the original agent, then cancel their research, and then move to the next agent. Yeah, exactly. Fire him. No risk is involved. It's just RP. That's what makes it really lucrative, because it's basically like giving you free data cores. You just have to move them and sell them or use them. With faction standings, well, one thing with faction is you will do, you will harm faction with other empires no matter what with your faction standings. It's just the extent at which you will lower standings with that other, with the other factions. That's different. If you want to just go for the corp, however, corp standings will not change things unless you actually shoot the other ships of the other faction. Another thing to note too with faction, as an example here, I'm going to actually show you, okay, I'm going to link you Republic Military School, just as an example. And what I want you guys to do is go and select the Mimitar Republic, so you can see the entire Mimitar Republic. And after that, go to Standings and Liked By, or sorry, Disliked By. You will see, if you do this, that the Amitar Mandate has a -6 with Mimitar. Unless if you actually shoot Amitar Mandate, you will not go below -6 with Amitar, even if you keep doing faction standings. You can even shoot Amitar to the point where you're minus, like before you get to -6, and it still won't go below -6 if you stop shooting the Amitar afterwards. So even if you have a couple of skills in, say, diplomacy, you can basically overcome any problems with the faction, provided you don't shoot them once you reach that low point. In fact, with Caldari, if you're running with Caldari, you actually will not get lower than point, than basically 5, standing with the Galente Federation. So because of that, you can still fly in Galente space at -5. You're kind of like just barely doing it at that point, but you can still be there at -5. Just not -5.001 or something like that. Does this make sense? Basically, you can only damage your standing to a certain extent if you don't shoot other faction. You will not, no, RPs will not give you faction standing or corp standings. RPs just give you data cores. Well, not at -5. It's only like -5.1. One sec, I got a phone call. call back. Okay. So do we have any other questions or? Yeah. There's no BPO lottery anymore. No. That was canceled, I believe, in 2007 or something along those lines. Unfortunately. Well, I don't know whether it's fortunate or unfortunate, but yeah. What was happening with the detected BPO lottery actually was, it would only be handed out to certain people, and what would happen is certain groups, like Bob, would basically buy out a lot of the blueprints, the detected BPOs, from people who didn't want the detected BPOs. And eventually, because there's only a certain number of detected BPOs, there was monopolies starting to form. Hulks were actually selling for over $500 million each, and of course cost less than $100 million to make. Well, I don't know if they cost $100 million or what, but, you know, basically to that extent, people would be monopolizing like that. And so that's what made them scratch that whole tattoo BPO lottery. It made ships inaccessible. A lot of the tattoo ships were inaccessible to the average person. Multiple R&D skills, it really depends on how far you want to go. If you want to make a lot of profit off of it, then by all means. Some of those skills help anyway, like the negotiation with mission running. So if you intend on mission running, it helps you anyway. Well, the tech two incident like that UNR just mentioned I don't think that was the actual reason for that whole thing to happen, but it was definitely history in the scheme. Usually what I actually personally will do is I actually train my skills to 4 with electronic engineering and stuff like that. That's just what I happen to do. I mean, that's my personal preference. It really depends on how far you're willing to take it. For example, if you're a combat character, you might not want to go all the way. But if you're already planning on building items off of tech, you know, if you're planning on building tech too, a lot of these skills, like electronic engineering 4, can be required to build the ships or build different items anyway. Yeah, sometimes the markets can be very stable on some of them, on some of the data cores. Other data cores aren't going to be as stable. But the more stable ones tend to also be lower in price. But yeah, basically more volume means they're stable. But some of the data cores aren't as high volume as others. So they aren't as stable, those ones. By the way, I'm going to have to get used to being recorded because hopefully people understand with the recording anyway. I'll have to run another one next month. And hopefully I will make it so that it's definitely understandable with the recording. I'm just trying to get used to teaching still, too. So, well, anyway, I'm willing to answer a couple of questions here. I have to go pretty quick, though. I don't mind recording still. I mean, people have questions afterwards. I mean, I can still answer them at some point. But, oh, you mean I can't turn my back on it? Man, I hope everyone enjoyed. And good luck in your data core farming.